tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots and the dawn of the gay rights movement in the U.S. The surprising thing for many gay young adults today is how recently things were really bad in discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community, and in some cases, still are. Barb Dallinger works at Illinois State University, but she says that as a student at ISU, she had a very rough start.
When I moved in, I really was the only girl on my floor whose mom sent them with the first aid kit. My mom packed the Tupperware bread box full of anything I would need the entire time that I was going to be here that semester. And the girls on the floor realized it, so they started coming to me and saying, you know, I need a Band-Aid, I need Pepto-Bismol, whatever. And I very quickly became kind of the mom on the floor, to the point that for my birthday, they sent me happy birthday mom cards. I came home one day and they had put this very complex wheel that moved that would tell them where I was, that I just had to move. It's like, you know, mom is in class, mom is practicing, mom is home for the weekend, whatever. And we really became a very close floor. And then I literally came home from class one afternoon and six of the girls on the floor jumped me and took me to my room, and they tied me to my desk chair in the center of the room and gagged me so I couldn't, like, get anybody's attention or anything, and left me in there. And then they locked the door, and then they put a sign on the door saying only one of her gay friends would come and let her out. One of the guys who lived above me noticed that I wasn't at dinner, and he came down to double check. But I wound up being in there about 4 hours.
What had happened, though? What made it change?
They somehow figured out that I was dating one of the other girls. And it led to this, honestly, year and a half long bit of, I had to take my showers at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Because if I didn't, they would throw SpaghettiOs and leftover food and oatmeal and stuff over the side into. I was still trying to wrap my head around it myself. I'd never had this happen to me before. So I'm trying to figure out if I even am gay. Can I even do this? So here I am trying to work all this out, and I'm walking through the dining center, and people are throwing food at me, and I'm going down to the front desk to get my mail, and they're mailing me packages full of trash and just crazy things.
It was that bad.
It seriously was. It seriously was that bad.
With no adult help, with no staff member help.
Because I hadn't figured it out yet. I wasn't out to my parents, so I wasn't telling my family anything. And quite frankly, the RA on my floor had called us to a meeting and said that she had had an abortion over the summer. She was in a really rough place, and we all just needed to deal with it.
Not helpful.
Yeah, so not
I mean,
helpful
I feel for
all.
Her, but
yeah.
Not helpful.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we let her alone. But then the other piece that adds to that is that transfer piece, because I hadn't gone through preview. I hadn't done any of that. So when I walked in, and since she didn't tell us, I knew that there were names at the front desk that had initials after them, but I didn't know what they meant. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know where they were. I knew that the desk was someplace you went if you got a package, but that was about it. Otherwise, you went to your mail slot. But I didn't see it as a means of support.
So you didn't seek out support. How did you cope with it alone?
Honestly, didn't. Just kind of sucked it up and got through. The main thing that I did have that I will always be very grateful for, I was a member of the Big Red Marching Machine. And the College of Fine Arts really took me in. They didn't know why, but they took me in. And I knew that when I was on that football field, that the people who were harassing me wouldn't come that far. They wouldn't approach me on the football field. I knew in my heart that Dr. Livingston and Kevin Jensen was my drum major. I knew Kevin wouldn't let anybody do anything to me. I was safe on that football field. I was reasonably safe in the College of Fine Arts. I was okay in the practice rooms. So I stayed there. They were truly a life-saving department.
What happened with the atmosphere on the floor? The mom thing was probably over.
Gone. Completely gone. Completely gone. It just became something that I got through because I was going to be student teaching, so I knew I didn't you know, there was an end in sight. It's like, I'm just going to do this until I go student teach. And that's what I did. It just, you just do what you have to do.
When the girls jumped you in your room, what did you do? What did you say to them?
I was so surprised. I thought they were kidding around, honestly. It's like, these are girls that I'm attached to, that I've been holding your hair back while you throw up in the bathroom, you know? And I was stunned. I didn't believe them at first. And there were also several of them were, like, but not on the team, but basketball players. So they were tall and larger than me. And, I mean, they picked me up and carried me in there.
Barb Dallinger, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for asking.
A History Out of the Closet event looking at the climate for LGBTQ plus people in Bloomington Normal takes place from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at the McLean County Museum of History.